This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, says the Trump administration is ready to resume stalled negotiations over North Korea's nuclear program. Speaking Wednesday in Seoul, where he was meeting with South Korean officials, Biegun said the United States is prepared to engage as soon as they hear from their counterparts in North Korea. President Trump wrote on Twitter earlier this month that he had received a letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressing a desire to meet and start negotiations after the conclusion of the U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises, which ended Tuesday. North Korea considers the exercise a threat to its existence, and since late last month, it carried out 6 short-range ballistic missile tests that Kim said were in response to the drills. An Australian court Wednesday upheld convictions against Cardinal George Pell, the most senior Catholic to be found guilty of sexually abusing children. The Victoria State Court of Appeals rejected Pell's appeal of the unanimous verdict a jury issued in December, finding Pope Francis' former finance minister guilty of molesting 2 13-year-old choir boys in Melbourne's St. Patrick Cathedral more than 2 decades ago. The Chief Justice Anne Ferguson on the court's decision.
Justice Maxwell and I accepted the prosecution's submission that the complainant was a very compelling witness, was clearly not a liar, was not a fantasist, and was a witness of truth.
Pell's lawyers are expected to appeal the decision in the High Court, Australia's final arbiter. Pell was ordered to serve a minimum of 3 years and 8 months before he is eligible for parole. The Vatican is conducting its own investigations of sex abuse allegations against Pell and is expected to comment on the court's ruling later Wednesday. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says